All right, well, good afternoon. Let's call this meeting of the Planning Commission to order for Thursday, December 23rd. And as soon as we conclude today, then these guys get to start their official Christmas vacation. So with that, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd join me, please. Flags right here. Attention, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Okay, with that said, let's have Secretary Rob call out the roll for us, please.
Vice Chair Clemens.
Here.
Commissioner Hudson.
Here.
Commissioner Tartaglia.
Here.
And Chairman Nord and Commissioner Barker are excused absences for this evening. Next, do we have any public comment about anything other than what's on the agenda? Good. Hearing none, we'll move right along. We're ready to move on to new business then, and that's for the minor revision to the conditional use permit number 335 for Emmanuel Schools. And with that, Rob is going to present the staff report for us.
Commissioners, appreciate you being here tonight. Thank you. The application that we are looking over tonight is a minor revision to conditional use permit number 335 for Emmanuel Schools. This minor revision is to permit the adding of chain link fence, play structures, and concrete pads to accommodate the transfer of elementary school children from the Windsor School campus, which was recently closed, to the former junior high campus located at Emmanuel School at 1128 South Reed Avenue. The applicant currently has an existing conditional use permit number 335, and this minor revision is being requested to be able, as mentioned before, to accommodate the transfer of roughly 100 students from the Windsor School site onto the Emmanuel School campus. Minor revision applications do not require a public hearing before the Planning Commission as per Reedley Municipal Code 10-18-18. Which allows for the site of an existing conditional use permit to be revised as to features provided, granted that such revisions are considered to be minor and will not substantially change the intensity or character of the use as previously approved by the city. Conditions of approval for all previous revisions to conditional use permit number 335 are to remain in effect, even with the approval of this minor revision here tonight. Emmanuel School, which is located at 1128 South Reed, currently operates under Conditional Use 335, which was approved in 1991. Since that original approval, there have been three major revisions and three minor revisions on the campus to allow for such items as improved site access, traffic and parking, and school, various school and site amenities. Enrollment for the existing school, comprised of the junior high and high school students, grades 6 through 12, has been as high as approximately 500 students in the past. Enrollment numbers have declined over the past several years and are currently closer to the 300 student range. Enrollment for Emmanuel students grades K through 6 currently at the Windsor school site is currently just over 100 students. With the consolidation of all students onto one campus, meaning bringing all the students from Windsor to the campus of Emmanuel School, you will still not exceed those numbers that have been previously attained, even with just the grades 6 through 12. So allowing Emmanuel Schools to have grades K through 12 on their campus, they'll still be just about 100 students short of the maximum number that they had in the past. Currently, Windsor Element students are bused to the Emmanuel School location on Reed Avenue, where then they are then shuttled from Emmanuel School to the Windsor location on Mountain View Avenue. Consolidation of these campuses will eliminate the need for additional bus trips to the site regarding the transfer of these students from one campus to another. Daily vehicle trips to the site have decreased with the decline in enrollment numbers, and traffic levels are not expected to increase past those which were previously anticipated as a result of this consolidation. The addition of fencing to the current site adds to the overall safety of the students on the campus and to the campus itself in general. Accessory structures such as fencing and play structures are expected to be amenities that are seen within any school site. Staff's interpretation of the above stated proposal from Emmanuel Schools warrants that of a minor revision. Should the Planning Commission, however, determine that this proposal does not meet the requirements for a minor revision a major revision would be needed to further process the applicant's request. As far as an environmental evaluation, minor additions to schools are a categorical exemption for the California Environmental Quality Act. And as such, staff recommends that the Planning Commission approve minor revision number 4 to conditional use permit number 335, subject to the findings and conditions contained in the attached resolution 2010-26. I'll have to step away from the podium over here to get closer to the, to be able to show you guys the maps, but we have the maps up here that will be able to show us not only the vicinity, but also the site, specific to where they're looking to include the play structures and the fencing within the site, and be able to answer any additional questions that the commissioners may have.
This is the municipal code that states that minor revisions are not subject to a public hearing, but are brought before the Planning Commission. And as far as the finding can be made, that these revisions will not substantially change the intensity of the character of the use as previously approved by the city, then they are allowed under the provision of a minor revision.
Rob, would it be possible to kill at least that one light up there?
Yeah. Trying to make it hard on you.
There we go.
Perfect. Okay, so this map right here is the vicinity map that shows the Emanuel School site. Of course, this is Reed Avenue right along through here. And the actual school site itself is this right around in that portion here. You can see this area that's blocked off right here is the area that the applicant is proposing to have the fence area around, enclosing some existing buildings where junior high students had formerly been and where the elementary students will now be taking their place. This is just a close-up here of that site that was blocked off. You can see the border that goes around right here is where they're proposing to have their fencing added onto the site. Right through here, they have one small area they're proposing to add a play structure and some swing sets. Right here, a small concrete pad, and right up here, another small play structure and a small concrete pad to accommodate the elementary school children. This is the site plan that was submitted by the applicant, showing that concrete pad, the swings, another play structure, and the other concrete pad and play structure here, and they've notated the fencing all around the site in this portion here. And these are just the details of the actual project that they're looking for. So call out for the actual fence. This is an existing open grass area. Swings in the play structures in this portion here, a cement pad. These are the existing classrooms where they had junior high school students. They currently have two and a half of them that are not even being used at this time due to the drop in enrollment. They're looking to move the remaining students, junior high school students, from these buildings into the main building and to consolidate the elementary school children in this portion of their campus.
Can you go back to the last one?
Absolutely.
That is the last slide?
It is.
For this series?
Correct.
So student drop-off for those children is going to be where?
Is there someone here representing the applicant that could be able to answer where the bus currently does drop students off?
To the grass area you see right there to the left is the chapel, probably the last major revision. Behind that is a parking lot, seldom used because just of our enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at ways to have a drop-off behind that chapel right there. It is the safest part of our parking lot when you have high schoolers.
So we're looking at this portion here.
Mm-hmm. Right behind it.
Directly to us.
To the
right
west.
Right.
Okay. So then students would go across the grass, or how would they get to the classrooms?
Yes, there's they will go across the grass, and then obviously if we have issues with wet grass and all that, there is a walkway that the teachers would leave them around. We also have some parking by the maintenance building.
Okay.
We anticipate when parents come during the school day using that, but we are looking to reroute everybody to one location for a drop-off, pickup, and loading buses.
Off the alley?
Right off behind the chapel.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to take into account the other side of that parking lot is high schoolers.
Right.
And trying to keep them contact minimal behind the chapel.
So you're not anticipating an entrance then off of Riverview to access the campus?
We anticipate some will drop off there, just simply because of where they're coming from.
Okay.
That's not any different than the traffic we have in there now for junior high.
Okay.
So we will have a gate there. If you look at the plan, there's an 8-foot gate, double 4-foot gate there. So we do anticipate nothing abnormal from what we already have going on there as far as drop off and pick up.
Okay. Rob or Ryan, the fence is used to separate what?
Elementary.
From middle school?
High school.
And the fence is adjacent to what and what? Buildings?
The closest point that the fence will get to any of the buildings where the junior high students and high school students will be housed is this portion here. The remainder of the fence encircles this area, this open grass area right now, goes around the perimeter of that with the sidewalk on the outside of the fence, and then comes up and meets the existing fence that they have at the very north end of their lot here. So the fence would come up on both sides, encasing those existing classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
One spot that where we did get a little bit of feedback from the police department was in the past, without any type of items such as fencing there right now, they have had problem with vandalism, as well as some people being in that area that obviously up to no good. And with an item like fencing there, being able to close off the campus, they feel that it would help with the security of the area. Not only the security of the students while they're on campus, but of the campus itself when no one is there.
There is a walkway, a cement walkway, where people come off of that alley, and during the middle of the school day, they will walk along that walkway. And by fencing, I've had fence companies out twice before just looking to fence in our campus, mm-hmm. because of the concerns we have supervision-wise. This would eliminate that for us, especially with elementary kids. They have to be contained.
Sure.
Separated, so.
Okay. What's the total acreage that the whole site is on?
I think that's 13.5.
Including all that alcove or the middle school, mm-hmm. elementary.
Any other questions of commissioners?
What's the difference between major and minor?
That's a judgment call for the Planning Commission. The code states that anything that the Planning Commission would see as not changing the intensity of the use as previously approved.
Process-wise, the difference between the minor and the major is what's going on right now. The commission is discussing the project, the request. You're welcome to invite the audience to comment, but you're not required to hold a public hearing and take testimony from the public, either in favor or against. And as Rob pointed out, is the request substantially changing the character or the intensity of the campus? Staff's interpretation, staff's recommendation is that this is minor in intensity and character. Obviously, elementary school is different from junior high and high school. Mm-hmm. You're adding fencing, you're adding some other minor things. The big areas where we would be concerned are the gross enrollment numbers is something that you need to be concerned with. The functionality of the campus, what's changing. Things are moving if anything, this is a less intense move. The enrollment's down. We're not doing anything that's really changing the traffic patterns. It's actually reducing one function that's occurring at the campus, which is the drop-off of students and then the shuttling of students to the Windsor campus. So there's a potential for a decrease in vehicular activity. One of the comments on Riverview Avenue, previous revisions to the campus, it's been understood that Riverview Avenue was never to be a primary access to the campus. It's there, it's usable. but everything needs to, the parking lot is accessed from Reed Avenue, and the back of the campus is accessed from, I'm not sure the name of the street, Hope Avenue. Now, and we don't intend to see Riverview being a primary pickup or drop-off. It's usable, but it's not intended to be primary.
Thank you.
It looks like about the only consideration we have is would be in the future, and that since you're combining the schools on the one campus, is down the road if or when our economy picks up, then we could have potentially an increase in the number of students. And do you have plans to address that when it occurs, like expanding off the site or something?
Something that we obviously trying to make it through this time, but it's obviously something that we are thinking further ahead. What are our options? Do we go back off campus? Do we come back and say we want to increase our enrollment on that existing campus with a building project? We do have options. Some of that depends on the use of the Windsor campus. Is there a use for that? What's the historical society going to tell us? So a lot of that depends on that building and our finances and the direction that we will go if our enrollment increases.
And you may have a building there on your hands for a long time.
Yeah.
And if and when they were to be interested in expanding the campus, additional classrooms, and that's why this is why staff's interpretation is that this is minor. It's using the enrollment driving buildings that are already there. We can only get to a certain number through approval of the use permit. We've already accepted that we're going to have whatever capacity those classrooms can have. They're not asking for additional classrooms. If they were to come back and ask for addition of another classroom, that may be minor in nature, but I think the question would be, we need to see what your long-range plans are. We would not want to piecemeal one classroom at a time. So if and when that day comes, that's when we would talk about campus expansion. It's a tight campus. They've gone through a series of expansions, found ways to make it work. It's a good neighbor. The nature of today's request is, again, staff's interpretation is that it's minor.
David, what, in your opinion, would trigger, what would be the threshold to trigger a CEQA?
Additional classrooms, changes to the traffic patterns, expanding a parking lot, adding additional classrooms, substantial changes to the function of the campus.
CEQA's actual wording on it is that if the school asks for anything that will exceed 25% numbers, so if it would increase 25% of their classroom size as far as the overall footprint of the size, then at that point they are no longer exempt.
Are most of the elementary students coming from outside the area? They're not being transported by car to your existing site? Okay. Because I'm just thinking from my own experience that elementary mamas are going to try to put their car as close to that front door of that school as possible. They're not going to like that spot behind your theater building. You know,
actually is not much different than the drop off at the current elementary.
Oh, because your main primary buildings are in the back, kind of out of sight. Okay.
One area to start the day with Pledge of Allegiance prayer.
Oh.
Anticipate that happening maybe on that cement pad.
Okay.
We haven't talked all those details out.
Sure.
But
sure.
There's obviously not room to put them, you know, in the middle of all the classrooms.
Right.
To do that, so we anticipate when the weather's good.
Sure.
Doing something there as well. So it's really not changing much of what our parents are used to as far as drop-off.
So with our approval today, are you planning to move after the holiday?
Well, what we have done at this point is we've shuffled all of our high school, junior high classes. They've all but one have been cleaned out.
Okay.
The rest will be cleaned out probably the first 2 days after Christmas, so the next Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Our hope was that by having this meeting, which I appreciate you guys coming to hear us, by having it cleared out, we can start construction. We can line up the fence, the concrete, get the play structure transferred. We can get it all done and then make the move, possibly just over a weekend, really, actually moving the two classrooms from the church and the four from the elementary location right now. We're at three locations. It's difficult. We have a visitation day coming up in February. Mm-hmm. It would be really nice for us to have it kind of done and in place. And when we have visitation day and those families come, they may have an elementary and a junior high. They can go to one site. We can show them what we've mm-hmm. done. That'd be kind of an exciting thing for us to, sure. build our enrollment. So that's our push.
Okay. Well, commissioners, are we ready, as Chairman Nord would say, for some action?
I guess so.
Action.
We have one other thing we want to make sure. In the last few days, we've had someone step forward who, we put this on the plan, is an additional fence along Hope Avenue.
It's on it's not, next page, I think, Rob.
We make sure we put it on when we turn in our plans.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to point that out?
I want to make
yes.
sure we're
right along in this direction okay. here. I apologize. I did see that on the site plan and forgot to mention it as part of the staff
so
report.
So it's almost like a secondary fence across that.
Again,
it states that it's decorative as well. Is that
it's
correct?
It's exactly the same as the other. It's a black chain link 6-foot fence. Only a couple gates, walk-through gates with a 20-foot mm-hmm. drive-through gate for our lawnmowers.
Okay.
Again, the two reasons for that is one, we last summer probably had the most vandalism we've ever had on our campus. And two, mm-hmm. if our kids go off campus inappropriately, that's where they're leaving from. And so it's kind of a dual thing for us. We don't consider it part of our elementary plan, but in talking we realized if we could make this happen, which we may have someone going to buy the fence, we would obviously do all that at the same time.
Sure.
We want to make sure you're just aware of adding that as well.
And the neighbors don't have to weigh in on that, do they, David?
Fencing of the campus? Staff's interpretation.
In that location.
Correct. Staff's interpretation is that would be minor. That I think you're kind of pointing out it's more, regardless of the relocation of elementary students, that's something you'd like to do on the campus.
Yeah,
that would view that as minor.
We've basically fenced in the front between buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had less kids trying to go off that way, and we don't have kids come in that way. By doing this, we've secured our campus, and it's much safer for our kids.
Sure.
Yeah. On the weekends when we
see that as a problem.
Makes good sense. Anything else?
Okay, I would move to approve resolution 2010-26.
And I would move to second that motion.
Okay, call for the question, Rob.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Clements?
Yes.
Okay, guys.
That was easy.
It was easy.
Any other business?
That is all. Our next meeting is scheduled for January 20th.
Okay, we are adjourned.